Well, I haven't been on HF for a while because moved to a smaller place and not much room for a farm, if you know what I mean. But I don't know. I always had good luck with dipoles and string the wire up, left, right, east, west, north, south. Yeah, it's you can't experiment with radios much anymore, but you can always experiment with antennas. There's lots of things you can do, and a while ago somebody told me about a gutter antenna you can clip onto your eaves trough. So I don't know. I guess you could use a door for an antenna. There's lots of ways to do it, Corey, and that's part of the fun. There's a lot of fun in experimenting with antennas, that's for sure. VE3IFC. Back to you, Corey.
No, VE1, Charlie, Mike Delta, back to you there, Paul. Yeah, no, I've done that a few times. Yeah, rain gutter. Yeah, hook some coax to it, buddy, and that'll work. And I'm not sure on your locations there, Paul, if it's a little place on your own or it's a senior complex or whatever, how that is, you know. But, there's all kinds of different ways. Oh, yeah, you can get a small little, loads of antenna now. They sell them. You can make them, you know. They're fun making them, too. And, you know, you can put it on your little railing or something if you got access to outside. There's all kinds of ways of concealing that stuff, you know. Depends on what you want to do, Paul. Yeah, depends on what you want to do, you know. And the other part of it is, I suppose you could put a little, I suppose you could put a 20-meter loop inside there. You could put a little loop antenna around the ceiling, I suppose. You know, so there's always a way to talk. There's always a way to talk, and you hear a lot of people from America in different places there. Their society and stuff doesn't allow them to do things, so they put up a flagpole. Paul, they put the flagpole up, buddy. They didn't put up an antenna. They put the flagpole up.
We got a small yard. We can. I don't know. A few years back, I put up a tower for a guy. And I thought, maybe I do that again. I don't know. I'm a bit too old to climb, but I still can do it. So I don't know. And, a friend of mine just got his license, and I helped him with an antenna, put a vertical up on the top of a flagpole, and he's talking all around the world with his flagpole. So, yeah, I get that. It's one of the great things about our hobby, Corey. We help each other, encourage each other, give each other suggestions and cheer each other on. It's a great network of family, friends helping each other. So, of all the benefits of amateur radio, that's what I like the most. We just make contacts, make friends, extended family. You and I are family, I figure. So yeah, lots of good stuff about that and helping each other. Yeah. Flagpole. I might just do that too. Never mind. We have a flagpole. lots of fun, Corey. Lots of fun. VE3 India, Foxtrot Charlie.
Yeah, VE1 CMD there. Corey, back to you there, Paul. No, that's it, buddy. Yeah, it's a big extended family, Paul. That's what it is. It's great, buddy. Great, man. I mean, you look at the guys here. Look at the guys that we've got, you know, over the last while, you know, that come in, and it's great. But yeah, no, you got a small yard, buddy. Like I say, I don't got anything extra. You can't see my antennas, Paul. No, my that Alpha Delta, buddy. Like you say, that's the Alpha Delta DXLND. 60 meters, and that's a short antenna, Paul. It's a trap antenna, so there's, you know, it's a compromise, but, you know, there's two traps on each leg. I got it strung in an inverted V aspect on a sloper, and it works fairly well. I mean, I talked into California on the 160-meter band with that antenna. It worked every band, you know, right from 6 meters up with it. And I use a vertical here too, Paul, but that's not long. It's 50 feet on each leg. So, overall length of 100 feet, Paul.
Yeah, that sounds really good, Corey. Yeah, fine business, fine business. Well, I jumped into the world of All-Star, and I got a couple of nodes, and that opened up the world in a whole different new way for me. So with a little handheld or with a base radio or whatever I got, you know, on All-Star, I can go all over the place. So, yeah, I there's always new horizons, right? Lots of, you never get to the end of it. You never find the end of the rainbow. It's just more and more and more stuff. So, yeah, I've taken a little detour and gone down the All-Star route and see, my gosh, with All-Star roads, you can go all over the world with that too. So it's an adventure always. You know, Corey, I've been a ham for 50 years, like I say, and I'm still a novice. There's still so much to learn. And a lot of smart guys ahead of us, ahead of me anyway, a lot of smart guys ahead of me blazing a new trail, Corey. It's an adventure for sure. But it's fun. It's lots of fun. And you're right. It's one big family. That's for sure. And I'm really glad that you and I are connected because I see you as a brother. Hope that's okay with you, Corey. Go ahead.
No, that's super fine with me, Paul. That's how I look at everybody, buddy. Well, not everybody, but I mean, I certainly look at you that way, but a lot of people, yeah, know the same way, Paul. I hear you, buddy. We're on the same page. And, you just have fun, Paul. That's like me, buddy. Been here, you know, 20-some years into 11 meters, which is a great band. People will bash it, but, you know, the CB band is a great band. It still is, and it always will be. Every bit as good as amateur radio. And then 20-some years here, so a lot of talk time for me, Paul. And still a novice? Oh, yeah. Yeah, still a novice. I've had my hands into a lot of things. It's a big field. Yeah, it's a big field. There's nobody will ever have enough time, Paul, to scratch it all. You can put a good kick into it, I guess. But yeah, everything from satellites to 2 meters and 440 and voice and digital modes and then you go voice over IP. Well, there's a million different ways, Paul. Once you initiate the internet into the things, you know, and you know, it's all good, right? It's all good. What ruins it, Paul, is certain people and the politics in it. And my radio is better than yours, and the guy down the street needs to get a new antenna because his antenna's old. Or it's a homemade one, Paul. It's no good, you know. Throw the politics away and enjoy the radio, and you'll always have fun. And that's my outlook of radio. Ever since I got a walkie-talkie back in the day, Paul, and I made a contact with somebody in the U.S. through Skip, you know, on the 11-meter band, it was magic, Paul. From then on, politics never played a role. Over.
We're on the same page, that's for sure. And there's nothing wrong with CB radio. It opens the door. it lets people in. I was on CB before with a ham, so that, yeah, it's a front door. It's a way in, for sure. And you know, there's a lot of things I like about amateur radio, but the thing I like the most is it's the level field. There's no hierarchy, there's no boss, there's no big shot, there's no politics, there's no bullshit, you know, pardon me. But there's no room for that, Corey. You and I think the same. We're all, it's a level field, and whether you've been a ham for 20 minutes, 20 years, it's a level field. We're all equal partners, if I can say it that way. I don't have any time for hierarchy and big shot, and I'll do what I want, and you can't do what you want. And our local president, he says, no, it's not about being the president, it's about the club. It's not about me being a president, it's about a club. And we all work together, and maybe I help steer the ship, but I'm not the captain. I'm just the guy holding onto the wheel. But we're all in this together, and I like his attitude. I like your attitude, too. You're doing it right, Corey. We're all on the same level. That's how I see it. And it's great to talk to you in Cape Breton Island. A beautiful part of Canada, that's for sure. Go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, the E1CMD there, Corey, back to you there, Paul. Well, that's it, buddy. That's it, man. You have fun. You help you help the new guy. You help the guy that's been there for forever. I come to realize sometimes you can't help everybody, Paul, because some people, well, you can't help a guy that knows everything, Paul. I'll put it that way to you. You can't help a guy that knows everything. Because he's smarter than me and you, and he doesn't need any help. But that's okay. Yeah, I don't know everything. I know a few things. And my knowledge is meant to be spread and given. Wherever I can spread it and give it to. And as far as the boss goes, Paul, no, we have one boss, buddy. We have one boss, and I think he helps a lot of people out there, and he looks down at all the people that don't, and the ones that do, but that's how I look at it. We have one boss, Paul, and some people don't realize that, but anyway, that's how I see it, buddy. Be good to people, man, that's all. I don't know what happened to the world, you know. I've got all the answers, Paul. I just play a small little part in it, right?
Well, I got two things to say to you before you go. Number one, I think everybody I talk to is smarter than I am. So I'm just like a little kid, you know? I'm just in awe, and everybody knows more than I do, and I'm okay with that. Go ahead. I'll learn whatever you got, because I don't know anything really. I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be part of the family. And you and I think alike on a lot of things, Corey. I'm really looking forward to the day I can come to Cape Breton and shake your hand, because it would be awesome to meet you in person and thank you for being such a good guy. My day better, Corey. I'm sure better. I mean that sincerely. You make every day better when I talk to you. So thank you, Corey. And I still haven't had breakfast, and it's 10:15 here. So I gotta go get some breakfast. That's, anyway, thank you, Corey. And I'll be clear after your final. Really, really good talking to you, Corey. VE3 India, Fox 2, buddy. I'll be clear after your final, Corey.
Yeah, no problem there, Paul. Yeah, I hear you, buddy. I can hear the belly growling through the mic there. Yeah, I can hear the echoes there, that groaning, you know. Yeah, I'm only joking, Paul. you keep doing what you're doing, buddy.